It is Thursday, September 15th, 2016, and this is another edition of WBCR News. I'm Rich Nagot, and these are today's headlines. In world news, the ceasefire in Syria is remarkably holding on for a third day in a row, as no deaths have been reported since it started on Monday evening. However, humanitarian aid has not reached the city of Aleppo, as the roads leading into the city are blocked by opposition forces. And President Obama promised yesterday to lift all remaining sanctions against Myanmar because of its efforts to promote and implement democracy to its people after decades of a government ruled by the military. However, critics say that this is a premature move made by the president because military officials still comprise a majority of the country's parliament. In national news, Governor Rick Scott of Florida announced that in order to speed up its efforts in combating the Zika virus in the state, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, will send 7 laboratory technicians to process results of Zika testing faster, and the Florida Department of Health delivered additional equipment to further accelerate the process. But Congress has still not approved $1.1 billion in overall funding to combat Zika. And Corinne Miller, the former director of disease control and prevention at the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, acknowledged in a plea deal that dozens of cases of Legionnaire's disease stemming from the water crisis in Flint were reported to her office, but she did not make those reports available to the general public. In the plea deal, she neither admitted nor denied any wrongdoing in this case. Instead, she willfully accepted a misdemeanor charge of willful neglect of duty in exchange for charges of felony misconduct and conspiracy. In local news, after faculty at LIU Brooklyn were forced out of their jobs for 12 days, including during the first day of classes last Wednesday, September 7th, and with students refusing to attend classes in protest, the faculty and the school's administration reached an agreement to extend a contract that expired at the end of August. The contract will now run until May 31st, 2017, so that negotiations for an entirely new contract can begin. In the meantime, all faculty members will return to their classes starting today. And in sports, in addition to spending over $100 million on new equipment and research on concussion and head blows, the NFL has announced that it will spend another $100 million to develop new technology and further research on the impacts of head injuries. The league has also announced in an open letter to the general public that it will establish an independent advisory board of neuroscientists, quote, to engage in a clear process to identify and support the most compelling proposals for scientific research into concussions, head injuries, and their long-term effects. Last but not least, another $40 million will be spent on research on chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, for the next 5 years. This has been another edition of WBCR News. For the entire news team and for all of Brooklyn College Radio, I'm Richard Nagot. Good day.